AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. They'll like it when they understand it. Vice President Biden says lawmakers will support the Iran nuclear deal after he explains it to them. He's doing that this morning on Capitol Hill. But there's a lot of pushback against this deal from Republicans and even some Democrats. GOP presidential candidate and South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham is blunt.
This is a terrible deal. Anybody could have done better. And you have taken a can of gasoline and thrown it on a fire, as far as I'm concerned.
He was on the Today Show this morning. This afternoon, the president holds a news conference to talk about the agreement, which he says will prevent Iran from getting a nuclear weapon. Now to bankrupt Greece, where one man who lives in Athens says no one is producing anything, nobody is buying anything, and everyone is scared. The parliament is voting today on that austerity bill that it has to pass to get a bailout loan from Europe. Jurors begin deciding this morning whether Colorado movie theater shooter James Holmes was legally insane when he opened fire in a crowd of moviegoers 3 years ago. 12 people were killed. 70 others were injured. Sandy Phillips' daughter, Jessica, was shot dead.
I don't care if he's mentally ill or not. That's irrelevant to me. He wanted to kill people. He managed to do it, and he should be held accountable.
Holmes also killed Tom Tevis' son, Alex. He says the media is paying too much attention to James Holmes.
Someone who put on full body armor and started shooting innocent people with a semi-automatic weapon with full metal jacket bullets. Don't make him the story.
Prosecutors say Holmes should be convicted and executed. The president's announcing a new program that will make faster internet available to low-income households. The Dow's down 3 points. This is AP Radio News. This is groundbreaking, according to the Justice Department. It accused Honda of marking up interest rates on loans to minority car buyers. But now Honda is settling with the government. Here's our Tim McGuire.
The Justice Department says Honda dealers routinely added higher interest rates to loans being taken out by minority car buyers. Honda, while admitting no wrongdoing, says it will pay $24 million to the thousands of buyers and cap dealer loan markups. The agreement still has to be approved by a federal court.
AP correspondent Tim McGuire reporting from Washington. There is a hotel in Japan that's manned almost entirely by robots. From the receptionist that does the check-in and check-out to the porter taking luggage up to your room, it's all robots. It's called, and we're not making this up, the Weird Hotel. The guy who runs it says it's a serious effort to use technology efficiently. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.